This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
What up, though? We back in the building, man, for another episode of BBW, man. Everybody loves beards, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. You know what it is. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
What's up?
Got my man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Still motherfucking big boy season and shit, though, in case you didn't know. If you see this last week, it's this season, all motherfucking season. So we back this time with St. Liberty, all right? So this is St. Liberty Birdie's Cask Strength, all right? So what's dope about this, this St. Liberty series, all right, is that it features a bunch of women bootleggers. And I think it's all black women bootleggers, no, or is it just women?
It's
period.
Just women.
Okay, so it's women bootleggers. This one is Birdie. You got a little information on this Angry Principal?
So Birdie's Beer Gulch Bourbon honors legendary bootlegger Birdie Brown, who homesteaded in Fergus County, Montana, in the 1920s.
That's right. That's so, right. I remember.
So this one is 83%
Montana. Yeah, Montana. That's why this shit was funny.
This one's 83%. Corn, 14% rye, 3% malted barley. Triple spot still is at least, at minimum, 4 years old.
Okay.
So it's crafted in Texas, but it comes from a Montana type. The mash bill comes from Montana originally.
Comes from Montana, okay.
Yeah, so gotcha. This is the cash strength. They have a regular strength also under Birdie's, but I wound up seeing this for the cash strength, and I think I want to say it's $49.
Okay.
$45. $45. I want to say, yeah, it was $45.
And like the cash strength is 115 proof. 115 proof.
But it's a 4 year. Now, one thing that you will notice is saying that it's 4 year. Mm-hmm. Most of your bourbons right now do not have the age statement on it.
True.
Because it's a blend of a bunch of stuff. So for this to actually have the age statement on it is a big deal because you don't see it as much as you used to
for sure.
with mm-hmm. age stated bourbon. So that's why the cost is a little bit higher, because there's an actual age statement on it.
Gotcha. Okay. Shout out to Birdie and all the female bootleggers.
Yeah, but it's a cool series of St. Liberty.
It is.
I know it's four different expressions that they have honoring those bootleggers.
Female bootleggers. For sure.
And especially from out west.
Yeah.
So early 1900s out west is where most of them come up.
Which is crazy because, again, at the Taste of Black Spirits, I think is where we first seen one of these. And I think it was one of the Birdie expressions, because you mentioned the Montana, and that shit blew me. Like, Montana?
Right.
Right.
Of all places.
Of all places, Montana.
That's like the
right?
wilderness to us right now, you know.
Exactly. So that worked out.
500,000 people in that whole state.
The whole state, right.
You know, we got that many people in Detroit. So, you know.
So I'm excited to see how it is in 115 proof. I know my guys is going to love this. So let's take a look at the pop of the cork.
Pause for the cork.
Yeah.
It's an actual cork, though.
It's an actual cork.
Yeah,
exactly. I think it was too much from the room a few weeks ago. It's just that shit popped like the genie was going to come up out of there.
All right, this is a big pour for me, so.
I see. Now, this is 4 years, but it actually looks a little darker than I would think 4 years would be. I would actually expect it to be a little lighter. Let's see what we got. Mostly corn mash, right, on the bill, right?
84% corn.
84. It smells familiar, honestly, and I've never had it, so
I can't pick it out.
I don't know what it is. It's something.
I smell char.
Yeah,
I smell
that. Yeah.
I think that's the first time we ever said we smelled the char immediately.
You do, yeah, because it bites you a little bit. It's something sweet. I'm not sure what.
Caramel, vanilla, cherries.
Cherries. Definitely.
Caramel, vanilla, and cherries. And the cherries are the most
the cherries is the
pronounced
thing.
On this.
This is 115?
115.
It don't hit like a 115.
No.
It don't hit like a 115. It's a smooth 115.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna
y'all
lie
right
to
about
you.
The cherries, though.
Yeah.
I really get cherries and char.
In the middle, you get the pepper taste.
Yeah, I get a little pepper. I like it, though.
I like it.
Hell of a hug.
A little surprise for the 115, though. I thought it would be.
I thought it hit me a little harder than what it did.
A little harder. Yeah. But let me tell you this, though. I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that at all. I will tell you this, though, off rip. I'm for sure not putting nothing in this. I'm never mixing this with anything. This is what it is for me.
Drop an ice cube in it. That's about it.
I don't even want no ice. That's about it. I don't even want no ice. It tastes good. And it's strong enough. Like, in my head, I know it's 115. If you didn't tell me it was 115, no, I never thought it. I probably would have thought it was about 95. So, 92, 95, somewhere in there. So, it's a sneaky 115.
Yeah.
That means that you're going to be hitting this thinking that you good, and you ain't good.
On the second taste, I got more vanilla and cherries than I have anything. And the char at the end. Char at the end. But the vanilla and cherries is what I'm getting.
The vanilla might have been the sweetness that I was smelling at the beginning.
Cherries are strong.
Cherries are strong, though.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad strong cherry though. So don't get me wrong when I say that. Because again, I'm more of a cocoa caramel sweetness kind of palate rather than fruit. But this is a good cherry though. Does a cigar do anything for you?
It brings out the pepper taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
But not it doesn't do anything else but bring out the pepper.
Okay, Birdie.
Yeah.
Is it Birdie or oh, it's both.
Yeah, Birdie did.
Birdie. Brown.
Good job, Birdie.
I like this. This is good.
Really good.
This is good. So,
y'all read this whole story?
I didn't read the whole story.
Oh, man. Don't read the end of it. Okay.
Oh, shit. What the hell happened at the end? What happened at the end?
I don't want to bring down the mood.
Now I don't want to read it. I'm going to read it after we get off
read
camera.
It after, read it after.
Look. Angry Principal, like, fuck that. I want to know.
I got to know.
I don't want to know. No, I want to bring it down the mood. This shit is fire, though. This shit is good.
Folks, yeah.
First of all, I'm excited. Again, this is just like the Fort Mosey story a couple weeks ago. I'm excited about the story. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, it's a female bootlegger, a black bootlegger, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, in Montana. That's crazy, off rip. But, like, this is a very good, arrangement of notes. Because I really didn't think that the cherry would work for me.
Oh, you would say it's a symphony.
Yeah. It's a symphony. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't bring up the story.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not talk about the story.
I'm not going there.
We want to keep the mood lively, right?
Big ups to Birdie, though.
Yeah, big ups to Birdie. For
damn,
sure.
I'm curious as hell now. Let's hurry and get this episode over so I can get to the end.
Well, we will say this. Birdie was an entrepreneur.
She was an entrepreneur.
She was definitely multitasking.
Rest in power, Birdie.
Damn, straight.
That was a hell of a way to go.
All right, yeah, I'm definitely going to read this after the fact, dude. I don't want to kill it.
But it's not a racism thing.
No, it's not a racism thing.
Oh, because that's what I was thinking.
Nah, it's just some bad fucking luck.
Just
thing.
Bad, God, bad damn. Luck.
All right, I'm all right with that. Damn. All right. I thought it was going to be some racial shit.
No.
All right, we good. So, yeah, St. Liberty, like I said, I think this is a long list of expressions. This is one of the bootleggers here. So 115, though, I am surprised that it didn't hit me as hard. But again, I'm surprised, but I'm cool with that though. I know at 115 and these two motherfuckers right here want 127, 130. They probably want 200 if it was legal. But I can't. It's 115 is good for me. I will say this though. I think that there's some 100 proofs. I think that probably seemed like to me anyway. It hit a little harder. Like you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Like it hit a little harder. But I'm cool with this. And I like it straight. I don't want to put no ice in it. I don't want to mix it with nothing. So
it's not harsh?
No, it's not harsh at all. The char taste is there. The cherries is there. Again, I'm not always a fan of like the cherry sweetness, but this one, shit, it really works. And at 115, I'm excited about it. So what you guys
think? It's not harsh. It's smooth. It's
exactly. Now, as far as I know, both of you guys are like proof hunters. So 115, what does this do for y'all though? Like, is it a 115 that you would expect or...
No, it came in a little bit lighter than what I thought it would, but I mean, it's still not, it's not bad though, right?
Right.
If I didn't know it was 115, I would think it's more along the lines of like right around 100,
mm-hmm.
maybe even, you know.
I even thought maybe in the 90s.
Bit, yeah, I'm about to say maybe even into the 90s a little.
Yeah.
But overall, man, I'm impressed, kind of. You're like, I think the taste is good.
Yeah, for me, yeah, definitely the taste is great. And at 115, even at a lighter 115, it's great for me, dog.
But you know how a rare breed is at 116, you can't tell?
True.
That's what this does.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But even though you can tell it more than this, though.
Yeah,
more than this.
This is deceptive. This is
agreed.
But don't mix this with anything.
No.
This is drop an ice cube in it. That's it.
I'll tell you what.
If you do that.
You mix with this, Oh, it's going to be a problem that evening. It's going to be a problem, dog. It's going to be a whole ass problem. So we're going to go around the block one last time.
Man. I'm going to try this with my limeade and see how it tastes. Mm-hmm. I want to see what happens. Okay. That's my version of a whiskey sour. Mm-hmm. Is use that Simply Limeade.
Especially with the cherry.
Drop that in there. Yeah,
especially with the cherry. Mm-hmm. That'll probably,
That'll really make a difference. So I'm excited to try.
It's going
to
get somebody in trouble. Somebody
going to get me in trouble, yeah.
Somebody definitely going to have more kids off of that. I'm just saying, point no elbows off camera. But anyway, so we're going to go around the block one last time.
You? And you got a baby?
Yeah. Hey. Who got one? Robert De Niro got one. So,
hey, he was like, what, 64?
70.
No, 74.
He's 74, right? That baby going to come out looking old as hell. Anyway. So what you want to rate it, though? We're going to start with Angry Principal.
Benjamin Button ass, baby. Right. I'm going to hell.
One to five Black Power Fist, dog. What do you rate St. Liberty, dog?
For a 115, this is definitely a 4 for me. Uh-huh. I like this. It's puts me in the mind is my rare breeds. It's sippable for an everyday sipper. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I wouldn't mix it with anything. I would just go straight at this. Maybe drop one small little ice cube to dilute it a little bit. That's if that's what you're in the mood for. Mm-hmm. But I'm at 4 only because the story is fire.
Story fire.
Sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean that.
Oh, shit.
No pun intended. Definitely not pun intended.
Right. Cut, motherfucker. But if you know the story of what happened to Birdie, then okay.
Then that'll make sense. But
it'll make sense.
The story for Birdie is good. The liquor is good. The juice is good. The tastes are good. I enjoyed this one. Gotcha. This is a 4 for me.
4 for you. All right, for sure. Bo, what you think, bro?
I can't really add on to that, man. I give it a 4 as well for a lot of the same reasons. Mm-hmm. If I had to knock it for anything, just, you know, would like a little bit more punch with, you know, with it being on 115.
A little more 115 for the 115.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A little bit more 115 there. But, yeah, overall, I give it a 4. I think it's solid taste, strength. It's all around. I think it's solid.
For sure. So I'm on the same boat with that. I'm going to give it a 4 as well. And I think it goes back to something that Angry Principal said. He can see it as being an everyday sipper. And I say that that's important because nowhere in my head would I ever think a 115 would be everyday. You know what I'm saying? This 115 is smooth enough. And I know a lot of bourbon connoisseurs don't like the word smooth, but I'm using it. It's smooth enough that I could drink this like on a regular basis. Like maybe like say with a 1 or 2 cubes of ice, maybe one ice sphere. It's so hard to say sphere.
Sphere.
Yeah. So like maybe one of those. But yeah, for sure, I'm giving it a 4 as well. The story, again, I'm going to probably be like this with most Black-owned liquors that have that kind of history. Mm-hmm. Those stories are always going to be important for me. So that story is definitely something, not just from the bootlegging aspect of it, but the entrepreneurial aspect of it.
But and for her being a woman, for sure. That whole series of St. Liberty. The whole series, yeah. That, even the gin was really good.
Yeah.
And we had it at Black Spirits.
We did have the gin there, yeah, for sure.
They've all been very, very good.
Yeah, for sure. So shout out to them. Shout out to St. Liberty, dog. This across the board is getting a 4. Definitely something I would say if you are kind of entertaining like the 90s level, kind of proofs. I think this is a decent one to try if you want to try something higher proof, but we're kind of afraid of how it might bite. I think this is a good kind of transition. You can actually say that you had something that was 115 proof and didn't fucking kill you. So I think this will work for you. So shout out to Birdie, man. Shout out to that whole story. If you're not hip to the story, make sure that you Google her and get you a bottle of this St. Liberty. And again, like we say every week, these are our opinions. Make sure that you do go out and check it out on your own and see what, you know, see how many Black Power Fists you'll give it. He keeps saying fire. I just can't get that out of my head, dog. Anyway, we out here, dog. Till the next time. You already know what it is, man. BBW, everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast, man. I got Angry Principal off camera.
Drink what you like, how you like.
Got my man Bo in the building.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Ross, we'll get Stacey Dash, man, believe me.
Stacey Dash.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.